Sensuel quand elle lèche mon love, elle fait la soumise quand elle sait que je suis le plug. J'ai la devise, j'y arrive sans une job. J'entreprends, toi tu préfères aller club. On me traitait de fou parce que je fumais à l'école. Maintenant que c'est légal, tout le monde rigole.
T'es pas RX,
passe du pop des Tylenol.
Catch a jupe ou tu retournes à l'école.
Back dans 2-9, c'est le cheat code.
Pop ma line, cause j'ai la limon.
J'étais avec Barrix dans sa bima.
400 minimum ou on fit pas.
30 good minimum dans mon back.
Black Diamond,
analysé, 4
ça coûte cher, mais t'es fier de ton achat.
Le pack te fuck
comme Rocky Balboa.
T'es trop high, cause fais des faux pas.
Bloqué ton,
mais vous faites les gros pas.
On est à Montréal,
pas au favela.
Reprends-toi,
calme-toi, mon petit gars.
Prends une zane, puis fume un cigare.
Microdose, commence par un corps.
Si tu handles,
pop là-bas.
T'es dans de chill,
bouge au bar.
Que je fais, puis tu commences à voir.
T'es trop calme,
t'oublies les clés dans ton char.
Call un Uber, fuck ta whip.
Mauvaise adresse,
t'es rendu au strip.
T'as tout perdu, mais t'es lit.
Lendemain de veille, tu te réveilles triste.
Perdu ma line, mais je m'en crisse.
C'est la vie quand t'es RX.
Sensuel quand elle lèche mon love.
Elle fait la soumise quand elle sait que je suis le plug.
J'ai la devise, j'y arrive sans une job.
J'entreprends, toi tu préfères aller club.
On me traitait de fou parce que je fumais à l'école.
Maintenant que c'est légal, tout le monde rigole.
T'es pas RX,
passe du pop des Tylenol.
Catch a jupe ou tu retournes à l'école.
Back dans 2-9, c'est le cheat code.
Pop ma line, cause j'ai la limon.
J'étais avec Barrix dans sa bima.
400 minimum ou on fit pas.
30 good minimum dans mon back.
Black Diamond,
analysé,
4
ça coûte cher, mais t'es fier de ton achat.
Le pack te fuck
comme Rocky Balboa.
All right, CKUT 90.3 FM. You're listening to William Shatner's Whisk Tears here at about 4:12 in the morning. We got Thelonious Monk right behind us, Straight No Chaser. Got some friends in the room. Who do I got over here? Starting with the virtual one.
It's Chris, yet again. What's up, Zach?
You know, out here just making William Shatner's Whisk Tears here at about 4:12 in the morning in Montreal. And ready for a really good show. I think tonight's going to be a really good one because I got someone special in the room. Who do I got to my right?
Hello.
It's Ricky. Back again. 2 weeks in a row. So happy to be here. Thanks, Zach.
Yeah, it's really great to have you here, Ricky. You were a really great guest last week on the show. You made some very insightful comments. And I brought you back on the show because I know you're going to make many more. So thank you for joining us here tonight. You're always welcome on William Shatner's Whisketeers. You could be a regular if you'd like to. You're invited to the club. Chris has asked me already. We've spoken. The board has spoken. And Ricky is allowed on Whiskey Tears whenever he wants to be.
Yeah, that's not my decision. I don't vet the candidates. All are welcome.
All are welcome. It's true. We don't vet. Anyone's welcome. If you're cool, if you are a good person, if we share similar values, not even necessarily all values, but core values that, you know, really show your character and show that you're a good person, then you're welcome on this show. But if not, I'm sorry. It's not the show.
No racist.
Yeah, no racist.
No homophobe.
Yeah, no homophobes.
No xenophobes.
No xenophobes. No, nothing oppressive on this show, because here at William Shatner's Whiskey Cheers, we just like to take our leg hairs and twist them up and drink some beers and chat it up, you know? Right, Ricky?
Yep.
That's what we do.
Yep.
Shout out, Ricky, for the two-week streak, speaking to the streets.
Anyways, we got a lot lined up tonight for all those who are still listening to us after I came on the mic. Thanks for staying tuned in after you heard me start speaking. I know you're a real one if you're still out there listening and didn't turn your radio off. We got a really good show for you guys tonight, some really good music, some really good conversations. But we're not going to get into those right now, because first we got to get you hooked with the music to crave more music when we start speaking so that you don't turn us off. So anyways, it's William Shatner's Whisketeers here. It's about 4:15 in the morning now. Let's get back into the music. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. Let's do it. Chris?
Zach?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. What do you got in your pocket?
Up next, we got Drugs in My Pocket by The Monks. Right in my pocket, I got those drugs. Thank you, Ricky, for recommending that song. Actually, before we get into the music, I have one small comment to make. That last song that we played, it's from Montreal. I actually just heard it yesterday. It's a pretty cool track. It's called Sensuel by Mike Schaub. And who was the other guy on it? Jean-Lou or something like that? I don't know. Anyways, my friend, we were just talking about the Montreal rap scene with my friend Jackson yesterday, because he's starting to get involved in it, producing for a bunch of local Montreal rappers. We'll play some songs on the show eventually. And we were talking about who's big in the Montreal rap game, and Mike Schaub is apparently the man of the game in Montreal. Little did I know. I honestly thought it was Nate Husser, but Mike Schaub was pretty cool. It was a pretty cool track. Really enjoyed listening to it. Looking forward to listening to many more. Anyways, here comes Drugs in My Pocket by The Monks. CKUT 90.3 FM. William Shatner's Whisketeers at now 4:17. I'll let Chris say whatever he's got to say, and then we'll get into the music.
Just give me those drugs from your pocket, man.
All right. Here they come. Drugs from My Pocket.
Morning, Ron.
or get some real hard drops. All you waiting for Jamaica for some good stuff. Try some of these. Oh, I have a gun. Hang on. Cool, that's a one, isn't it?
Little blankets for your feet.
Socks.
If I'm singing on a beat,
it's a bop.
Niggas hating on your dreams.
Ops.
Don't go changing up on me.
Keep it locked.
Body swinging from a tree top, but gold chains cause I'm free. Pop. All these things I don't need.
A lot.
Giving me anxiety.
Stop.
I book a flight far away.
Wait.
Toby Lou lost in space.
Middle fingers when I see.
I contact you when it's safe.
Safe.
But what did you wanna say? I'm like light years away.
Little blankets for your feet. If I'm singing on a beat, niggas hating on your dreams. Don't go changing up on me. Body swinging from a tree top, but gold chains cause I'm free. All these things I don't need, giving me anxiety. Please.
I book a flight far away. Toby Lou lost in space. But I need you to escape. I got two on the way. I contact you when it's safe. But what did you wanna say? I'm like light years away. You're there, it's no fair.
Took a step back, but didn't go back. Was you on that bullshit?
You on that bullshit?
You on that bullshit? I am not pampers.
This shit is bananas.
I wanted things, but they didn't happen.
You think you make all the rules? That's why I call all the bulls. My insides are royal blue. Sometimes I ignore you too. You make audibles. That's why I call audible. I can't always be the fool. My insides are royal blue. Sometimes I ignore you too.
Te llamas, Don Julio and marijuana. I'm trying to take you to your nirvana. What's the occasion? Every day's a celebration. When you come from the Gaza, don't worry about who's gonna pay the bill. Baby, de nada. I like the way she walk in the Prada. Como te llamas, Don Julio and marijuana. I'm trying to take you to your nirvana. What's the occasion? Every day's a celebration. When you come from the Gaza, don't worry about who's gonna pay the bill. Baby, de nada. Every day's my birthday, I need a piece of cake. Mama Sita looking like a figure eight. I see the hook, I still bit the bait. Good pussy keeping me awake. Got them big racks, make the milk shake. And I don't discriminate, boy, if she's a snack, that's a dinner date. She knows that I'm the suavecito. I don't care about the fame, this life is a game. And I got a cheat code, I play in grease mode. Jump in the rollie, got the wheel spinning like I'm in a casino. Back to the crib, I'ma shoot a movie, I'm on my Tarantino. Grip on your waist, look in your eyes and I kiss on your face. Tell me how you feel, your secrets are safe. Told her about the pain and she can relate. Let's turn up the heat, break the ice.
She wants to stay the night. Supposed to leave the city in the morning, looking like I gotta change the flight. I like the way she walk in the Prada. Como te llamas? Don Julio and marijuana. I'm trying to take you to your Nirvana. What's the occasion? Every day's a celebration. When you come from the Gaza, don't worry about who's gonna pay the bill. Baby, de nada. I like the way she walk in the Prada. Como te llamas? Don Julio and marijuana. I'm trying to take you to your Nirvana. What's the occasion? Every day's a celebration. When you come from the Gaza, don't worry about who's gonna pay the bill. Baby, de nada.
¿Cuál es tu nombre? Dime, dímelo. Que pa' conocerte vine. Te vi tan sola que no me aguanté. Por eso yo intervine. Vamos a hacerlo real. No hace falta que te lo imagine. Dime, mami, ¿quieres que te vaya? Pero calladita porque no hay que dar detalles. Tú te haces la fina, pero tienes calle. Y aquí no me voy sin que con un beso me calle, calle. Dale, dime, mami, quieres que te vaya, pero calladita porque no hay que dar detalles. Tú te haces la fina, pero tienes calle. De aquí no me voy sin que con un beso me calle, calle. Yeah.
I like the way she walk in the Prada. Como te llamas? Don Julio and marijuana. I'm trying to take you to your Nirvana. What's the occasion? Every day's a celebration. When you come from the Gaza, don't worry about who's gonna pay the bill. Baby, de nada. I like the way she walk in the Prada. Como te llamas? Don Julio and marijuana. I'm trying to take you to your Nirvana. What's the occasion? Every day's a celebration. When you come from the Gaza, don't worry about who's gonna pay the bill. Baby, de nada.
Steady climb, city crime infested. 10 years, so divine, my blessings I injected hope into my lungs and spoke up things I once thought were silly dreams. I walk you through the scene. Jump on a jet and it's chartered to start. Mad in the cycle, I don't even like it. She dead and I cannot be bothered to call. Hope you see the light, darling. Oh yes, running like four legs, them people fold. They don't want no run-ins like bow legs, no. Jumped out the circus like Soleil, curving. My people got me, poppy, solid, sterling. Still resolved, look at you, you like a cube of sugar in a pool of water, bet you will dissolve. Had so much to prove. Run away with all, so you got no way at all, no way out. Either way, it's all gon' play out. It's all gon' play out. I never seen this type of glow. Look at the seed I plan to grow. I think they need to add a fee. It won't be the status quo. Plot twist, a plot twist. Let's talk about some progress and objectives. If you talking about less than I'm. Came a long way, I'm a project. Baby, this a rolling, not a Timex. She climbed me like an Ibex and tied me. I came a long way. 2010, they try to end me. Glad to see them bullets off.
You still here? You missed. You bitch.
2020 Grammy nominated. Bet we going off. Admittedly, I know that don't make me, but it make the rest of you fonder. Keep them all arms length like the boy by C.E. Honda. Or Dawson, I'm flossing, I'm dripping, two commas. Trying to find a real, nothing in my viewfinder. Hey, you find them. Still resolved, look at you, you like a cube of sugar in a pool of water. Bet you will dissolve, had so much to prove.
But nowhere with us, so you got nowhere at all, no way out. Either way, it's all gon' play out. It's all gon' play out.
Thank you. start the day. Jackals run the town. Vultures and thieves, there's no soul around. Time for the dance. Take your lover's hand. Spend some time together. Bulletproof together.
The very one you made. shook at the ivory mantle. As a poet, I knew to be gentle. When you have a child, so begins the braiding, and in that braid you stay.
Pavement still sinking beneath another creep, I can feel so weak. Ain't had a drink for weeks. He needs peanuts, needs a bite. I hope I don't become these at the bar. They speak of tales so near yet so far. And somebody even lost their mind. And Tony said that he'd win. And he'd win, 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 and I win. And he thinks it's a lie. I never dreamt that he'd watch Babylon again and again and again and again and again on night and light. Just last night. I'd never see us frozen sound. Bidden styrofoam cups to hell. Of teas are plenty and all alone. This ribcage xylophone of evil spy. The uniform that I believe those racist blues who still sit there to this day and sat there way back in 89. But after all, the typo negative painted the walls. Only irreparable damage to your skull. They said your brain might never be the same, but at least you're still one of a kind. Scumrose to the top. Then why were we left behind? Another seahorse floats on mine.
Another seahorse froze inside. Another seahorse grows 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 inside.
Okay, well, all right. Thank you. It's William Shatner's Whisketeers here at about 4:46 in the morning. Bright, crisp hour with Oscar Peterson in the background, 9:20 special, even though it's not 9:20, it's 4:46, but we still got the 9:20 special. Yeah, welcome back to a talking segment of William Shatner's Whisketeers. We haven't really gotten on the mic to talk in the last 30 minutes. So now we're going to talk. How's it feel to be back, Chris?
You know, back on a hot mic. It's, I'm psyched, you know?
Yeah? What are you psyched about most?
Self-expression, just broadly, like that vague sort of freedom of speech that politicians talk about. I'm just excited to have that and to be using that on the radio right now.
What would you do with that? You know, what's the number one thing that you would do with that freedom right now, given that you have it?
Elevate marginalized voices.
All right. That's a good one, for sure. What about you, Ricky?
That's a tough question. You know, I think today's world, free speech is it's a tough topic because I think everybody has free speech nowadays. It's so easy to put your voice out there, not necessarily be listened to. Not necessarily be heard, but social media has done a lot to amplify voices, but it's also done a lot to amplify a lot of terrible things that mutes out some of the more important voices, and so this is something I've struggled to think about, honestly. It makes me a little anxious every time I think about it.
The size of voices, you mean?
I would say not the size. I would say the amount, just like the sheer number of voices. Yeah. I would say it kind of hinders the possibility of like any meaningful conversation, you know? So I think it destroys communities, destroys like families and friends, and people have a hard time like talking to each other.
Well, it's just such a difficult thing to talk about, because we're not only like, when we're bringing up all those things, it's not only all about free speech, but it's also about using the platforms that we think are being used to, you know, freely express ourselves, and those platforms being used by larger voices, like certain voices being larger than others, to spew a certain rhetoric to certain populations, depending on what your beliefs are, what your interests are, and what all of these things are, and divide people based on those things. It's a pretty scary, scary thing. Yeah, Chris, it sounded like you had something to say.
About free speech? Oh, well, about the size of voices, or the quantity of voices. I feel like just the sheer quantity of voices does kind of like lower the value of each one, right? Like a fraction of some sort. But like, some voices have larger market share, sort of thing, you know? Like, it's like, the importance of your voice is like paid for in many cases, one way or another.
It's also just the whole thing around, I guess we're getting into this, and it's you have something to say?
Yeah.
Okay, I had something to say.
Let me see. Okay, Zach, I'm gonna pass it right back to you. I just want to say, I'm on a positive note. I feel like we were going in a negative direction, but on a positive note, I think one thing that our generation, especially younger people who have grown up trying to deal with the sheer number of sound, of noise coming out of social media, is that a lot of people are starting to learn how to listen to each other, and that's bringing people closer together in some ways. You disagree? Let me hear from Zach.
I disagree strongly. I think people will only listen to those that say something similar to what they already believe, and won't talk to others with different beliefs and ways of thinking about things. I think it brings people together and communities together who already have a confirmation bias, like based on what they already believe, because the algorithms group them together and feed them the same information. But
yo, I read the replies to like tweets.
I read a lot of comments as well. Comments is one thing, but information.
But the interactions, like that's where people meet, though. That's where like opposing viewpoints like really butt heads, is in the comment section of something that everybody's seeing.
We're talking about real life, though. Algorithm, real life.
Know? Yeah, real communities. What is that?
I'm talking about real life.
Okay.
I went bowling last week. It was fun. Although it wasn't the same as when I was younger, because we got kicked out of the bowling place because we were throwing the balls, like whipping the bowling balls and like sliding down the alley, and we got kicked. They shut down our bowling machine. But bowling's a good way to connect with people, to communicate with each other, to discuss difficult topics.
There's a lot of leagues. You think that like bowling leagues are like support groups for older men?
Well, there's this great book by this author, this professor named Robert Putnam, called Bowling Alone.
Oh, I've done that.
Have you heard of that?
Well, I've done it a few times.
Okay, you bowled alone?
Yeah.
Okay, so he would say that's not good. That's a bad thing, actually. Because so his thing is that like people don't exist in communities anymore, and that you know, the social fabric of like our societies has kind of crumbled, and people are like have been like secluding themselves. And so things like bowling leagues have kind of like disintegrated and disappeared, whereas like, you know, old time, like not like post World War II America, you know, communities would have like bowling leagues, and they would hang out with their neighbors, and they'd bowl on Saturday nights, and everybody knew each other and everybody spoke, and like that doesn't exist anymore. Like I have neighbors who I don't see, you know what I mean? And when I see in the hallways, I don't say hi, I don't say how are you, I don't know any of their names, but like we live in the same building, you know? It's a bit of an odd, thing when you really think about it. You know what I mean? Like in the case of an apocalypse, like I wouldn't be able to depend on the person who lives next door.
That's like the alienation of everyday life in this crazy world, and in urban life too. I feel like specifically on this topic. Sorry, Zach.
Oh, it's all good. What I was going to say, though, is my neighbor downstairs who lives below me, she's an old woman. She's lived in this building for quite some time. My friends have had lots of experience with her. I've had friends who have lived in this apartment unit for about 6 years now, so we've known her for quite a while. And Chris, your microphone keeps clipping for some reason. I'm not sure why, but you keep clipping. Anyways. We've known this woman for like 6 years, and everyone's relationship with her deteriorated pretty quickly. As in the first year of living here, she gave a lot of noise complaints to my two friends that lived in this apartment building that I live in now. I had one friend, Jackson, who would make a lot of music, and she would always be complaining about it. And it eventually led to him moving out. My friend Liam still lived here for a few years. I'd met her a few times, spoken to her. She was very nice with me because I would talk to her. But I noticed that she was just very grumpy over these noise things. And I think it's because she was lonely and didn't have neighbors who really looked after her. Because there were a few times where I've interacted with her and she's expressed how she misses like the old days of having neighbors that spoke to each other and did things for each other. And one thing I started doing for her recently, and she hasn't noise complained to me ever since, she hasn't knocked on my door and told me I'm too loud, is I've started bringing her her newspaper on Saturday mornings. I tend to get in pretty late on Saturday mornings at about 5:30 in the morning usually, and the Gazette's at the front step, and I know she's the only one in this building of like five units ordering the Gazette because everyone else in here is a student. And so I bring up her Gazette up the two flights of stairs and leave it in front of her door every Saturday, as I feel like it would be a hassle for her to walk downstairs and get her Gazette. And she knocked on my door a few days ago and said, "Oh my God, it takes so long to get a hold of you." And I was like, "Oh, sorry. I thought she was about to complain to me about something I was doing during the day, maybe making too much noise or listening to music too loud, something like that." And she's like, "Have you been putting my Gazette in front of my door every Sunday morning or Saturday morning?" And I said, "Yeah." I get home and I figure you're the only one getting the Gazette. And it really brought a huge smile to her face. And she's like, "Wow, it really feels like I'm back in like my small neighborhood in Calgary and have neighbors that care about me and are looking after me." And she seemed really happy about it. And there's been a lot of times where I've interacted with her and she hasn't been happy. And she's been like, for one example, she came up to me once and she was like, "I really hope she's not listening to this, actually. She's awake usually at this time that the show's on and listens to the radio," she told me. So, hi, Lillian. I'm kind of scared, actually, now. Oh, God. She just said that she was having some difficulties, and I don't know. I feel like that was a really good thing to do, because being that age, you're so used to interacting with your neighbors and having these close-knit relationships, and then eventually a bunch of students move into your building and no one really talks to you anymore. I'm sure it's like a super difficult experience, and I would be just as upset as her if that happened to me as well. So I like to do nice things for her, and she hasn't been mean to me ever since or said anything about
That's
never underestimate the importance of little things.
They are important. For example, even 2 months ago, I think it was like on my birthday or something, she was knocking on the door just to tell us to turn the sound down a little bit. And I sent my friend Jackson down the stairs, who was the one that got complained to so often. And he answered it, and she told him to turn it down and that to cut it out, it's too loud. And then Jackson just said, "Oh, it's really nice to see you." And she was like, "You know what? Never mind. It's really nice to see you too." Jackson smiled and just closed the door. And it's just the small little things in life. You just have to be kind to each other, show empathy for each other, do nice things for each other, and everything will be good Yeah.
So I think the conversation started off maybe a bit too intense, but I think we should leave it off with that. I think that's beautiful. I think it's important that we all remember that we're all like a great man, like a great rapper that maybe we'll listen to later. A man named Dave. A new album came out. It's called "We're All Alone in This Together," and basically he's just, you know, he's saying what he means to say, which is that, you know, we're all dealing with shit. We're all trying to get through this crazy heart attack. I would put on heart attack. That would be the track that I would put. Things are difficult for everybody. Everybody's dealing with problems, and so it's important and it's difficult, but it's important to keep that in mind in everyday life, because it's very, very easy to get caught up in your own world. But you know, we're not alone. We're all together.
And like I said, it's just really important to be kind to one another and to understand one another and to try and understand one another rather than push ourselves away from each other, because that will be the thing that solves most of our biggest issues that we face today. So, yeah. Chris, you got any closing remarks? Oh, Ricky sounds like he has one thing to say.
Yeah, call your mom, tell her you love her, okay? Everybody do that.
Anyways, I'm going to let Ricky guide us into our next song. Ricky, what are we about to listen to? And it's
5 o'clock a.m. in the morning. We're about to listen to Heart Attack by Dave. It's from his new album, We're All Alone in This Together. We're listening to William Shatner's Whiskey Tears on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Of 71% in victims of serious youth violence since 2012. The mayor says this is linked to an increase in poverty, the highest rates of violence taking place in some of the poorest boroughs.
I bet the boys think I'm panicking. Check all my young G's are carrying this blade same length as a javelin. I don't know about Bebo or what's happening, but know that it's fucked if he's traveling and we see him. I can't lie, I was depressed at phases. I was 19 when the team nearly left him faceless, hoping that we never left no traces. You know when you're so damn tired in your house, but you can't sleep cause you got pending cases. I used to love tempting fate, but now it's tempting faces. For half my career, I was part of that. My best friend got a burner and it's looking like an artifact. Put it in your puffer or your Prada hat. Like fuck panic, that's a heart attack. Yeah. It's like life's so fucked in the time that we're in. We're fighting the world and we're fighting within. Somali dad ran away from a war, now his son's in a war, that's the cycle we're in. I know niggas that didn't do time in a bin that have never had freedom of mind. Are you sick? Round here, main way to provide for your kin is in a flip blade, little push bike and a sim. In London, a place where it's nicer to live is only 5 minutes out from the guys on the strip. When man made yay work, heard